The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. I want to thank Dr. Monticello for being our guest on the show last Sunday, and stay tuned next Sunday because we will have Dr. Robert Stevenson coming to visit us in the studio with a show entitled Denture Wear and Care. We'll be able to get all of your denture questions answered. I think you'll enjoy that. Dr. Stevenson has written a little cute song about wearing dentures, and we'll be playing that on the air next week. Today, we're going to have a show where I did interviews of people at a dental-themed party for the fashion world. And this photographer set up a dental chair, kind of made it like a little dental treatment room, and he had all these props, and there was a remote control camera so people could position themselves in the dental chair with whatever props they chose and have their picture taken, and then everybody could see them up on the screen. So it was kind of fun. Before I do that, let's talk about the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. We'll be holding that on July 30th, Saturday at noon. It's in honor of our patient, Libby Turner, who happens to have Down syndrome. And this year's event will be in memory of our longtime friend, lab tech, an avid golfer, Rich Odie, who passed away in March of this year. All right, so please call us at 262-9588 to get registered. It's a shotgun start, four-man best ball scramble. There'll be a catered meal. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always been a lot of fun, and we raised some money for Down syndrome, so please come out and support us. All right, so let's go ahead and listen in to the interviews that I did at the dental-themed party for the fashion world.
All right, so I'm at the studio of Matthew Herrick, and he's hosting a party, and he set up a 1960s vintage dental chair in the studio so people can all come and get their picture taken in the dental chair. He has a couple, they almost look like farm implements, big long needles. I think they use them on animals, must be veterinary. Anyway, everybody's having fun kind of posing around the dental chair. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to interview some folks about their teeth and about how much fun it can be. So hang on a sec. So, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ginny Cipolla.
Hi, Ginny. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. This is a wonderful party. Enjoying myself immensely.
Sounds good. So you have a great smile. How did you get your smile?
How did I get my smile? Boy. Take care of my teeth. My mom had me at the dentist every year with those usual checkups, and over the years I've stepped up the pace and go twice a year and just do my flossing, do my electric toothbrush, the whole nine yards.
So do you consider it one of your assets?
I do. I think a great smile, people read your face and can tell so much about you, and it is important.
Really is. It's really hard to think of yourself as pretty if your teeth are kind of like every other one's missing, right?
This is true. You don't want to look like Mom Pa Kettle down on the farm.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
All right, you too. So you guys just took your picture around the dental chair. Which one had the big needle?
Big needle.
You look like you were having way too much fun.
I know, I always do.
Are you afraid of the needle?
No, not at all.
Are you afraid of the needle?
No, not at all either.
Okay, does everybody here go to the dentist on a regular basis?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Because everybody knows it's a big attribute, right?
Oh, yes. You have to have good teeth, to have a good smile.
Yes. Are you guys models?
Yes. Yes, we all are.
So have you ever been told, like when your teeth were crooked, did they tell you you had to get them straightened?
No, mine were actually pretty good. I just had one tooth that was messed up and it needed fixed. But other than that, they're pretty good.
So how much longer on the braces?
A couple more months.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Are you able to do shoots while your braces are on?
Yeah, it doesn't really hold me back at all.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So does anybody have a funny story about your teeth, like a chipped tooth?
I chipped my tooth out of a champagne bottle.
Let me see.
Right there?
Yeah, it's still chipped, isn't it? It's funny how most of the chips are alcohol related, you know? You can get that fixed pretty easily.
I need to get it fixed.
Okay. And what about the space? Do you like the space?
I don't, but everyone says I have to keep it.
They do?
Yeah, it's unique.
It's unique? Okay. Just wondered.
Yeah.
I mean, it works for Lauren Hutton, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your name?
Sandrine.
And what's your name?
Haley.
And?
Shannon.
And?
Allison.
And?
Emma.
Rachel.
Megan.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. So you do print modeling, runway. What do you do?
Mostly runway.
Runway?
Yeah.
Okay. The tall ones do runway?
Yeah.
I think I'm the shortest one in the group here. Do you do print modeling or runway?
Print modeling. I'm too short, so.
She's my height. She's too short. What about you?
Print. I'm a little too short.
You're too short also. What about you?
I've done a little bit of both.
At the same time?
No, not at the same time.
Okay. Do you do print?
Or runway.
Runway?
Oh,
okay. Do you do?
Both.
You done
both? Yeah, I've done both.
Okay. and you do?
I've done both, print and runway.
Okay. That's good.
Same, I've done both too.
So anything I'd recognize? Like print?
I do the limited. The limited, their online cataloging and everything. So if you get online and look at their clothes, you're looking at my legs and body parts.
I do that for Abercrombie.
Okay. What's that?
I do that same thing with Abercrombie and Hollister.
Okay. Do they show your face?
No, they crop it. Yep.
So your teeth don't matter for that one, huh?
Right.
So do you brush your teeth on those days?
Yes, I do.
That's good. So everybody goes on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's pretty important. You know what I find, though? A lot of times, girls that take really good care of themselves, makeup and everything, when they open their mouth, they have decay all over the place in the back. You know, it's like they only take care of the front ones. You take care of the back ones too?
Oh, of course. You gotta brush everywhere.
Okay. I must talk too soft for you. I'm too far away, right?
Yeah, we can't hear anything.
Hopefully we'll be able to hear this when I air it. Okay, you can also access podcasts by going to dentallyspeaking.com. So, okay, this is Rhoda, right? Okay, so what were you just telling me?
I drink so much iced tea all the time. Well, hot tea too, just tea constantly. And I could probably use a little bit of brush up, getting those stains off my teeth. I would really love to try some whitening.
So you think your teeth are dark because of tea?
Well, maybe my age too. I'm in my 40s, so.
Okay. Now, you know, tea just kind of stains the outside of the teeth.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
You can clean that off. Whitening will get the actual tooth enamel white, and so you might be surprised. If you get them whitened, I think they'll whiten right up.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to try that.
And by the way, you can still drink tea after you whiten them.
Well, that's great because I don't want to give up my tea.
You just can't do it for 24 hours after you get it done.
Okay, well, I can maybe survive a day.
So guess what you can drink and eat once you've had your teeth whitened for the first 24 hours.
Water.
Clear foods and white foods.
Okay. Can you also, once you have the whitening done, can you also drink like red wine or eat blueberries and things like that too, or?
Not in the first 24 hours, but afterwards, yes.
Okay, great. I also like really dark chocolate, and that tends to stain a little too, so.
See, what'll happen is you'll gradually get dark again, but it'll be so gradual that you won't notice, and within about a year or so, you might want to just touch them up a little bit. But it won't take as long as it did the first time.
Oh, good.
Because it'll be a whole lifetime of getting them dark the first time. And then the second time, it's just like whatever built up in that last year.
I had another question, too. I did have my teeth whitened one time, and it took a good hour. And afterwards, I had so much sensitivity. They were very, very, very sensitive for a good 2 or 3 weeks. And do you have a method that kind of reduces sensitivity, or do you recommend a product to use afterward to reduce sensitivity?
Yeah, actually, first of all, that is relatively common. That is relatively common. And there is a desensitizing agent that we use kind of in between treatments. There's also, we also have people take Advil, like right before we do it. And it doesn't really hurt your tooth over the long haul. We call them zingers. You know, like everything's fine, then you get this little zinger. And, you know, in the scheme of things, a little bit of discomfort, like a little zing here, a zing there, is worth having white teeth, would you think?
Yeah, I could probably handle that.
Okay. I mean, because, you know, you only have to get them whitened once. You really don't have to do it over and over and over again. The rest you can do at home by yourself with the gel that we would give you and the trays that we would give you.
Okay. Well, that would definitely be, I could work that into my routine, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, Rhoda, thanks very much for talking with us.
Very nice to meet you.
Same here.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today we are listening to interviews I did at a dental-themed party for the fashion world. Don't forget these podcasts are available at www.dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes by searching under Dr. Kavitko or Dentally Speaking. Back to the show.
Lots of fun in the dental chair.
Lots of fun in the dental chair.
I wonder who came up with the idea for birthing in the dental chair. Wonder who came up with the idea. Was that Matt? Matthew?
It was Matt. Evan is my my nephew.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was telling us about it. He went out and bought a lot of the props over there.
Okay.
So.
Pretty creative. They have a sword. They have two babies. They have a long hypodermic needle.
Yeah.
What else do they have?
Are you live?
No.
Are you a dentist?
Yes. Are you?
Are you really a dentist?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell I have an Invisalign on right now?
Smile. You have to smile first.
Well, you're going to be able to tell by smile.
No, actually, it's pretty good. It's pretty. How long have you had them?
I just got them on Thursday.
How long did they say it would take?
5 months. So 10 trays.
That's not bad.
I had braces before for like 4 years when I was in high school. Right. So, but I had some teeth starting to move.
Right.
My two eye teeth and then my bottom teeth were starting to move. So, gotta have those perfect teeth.
That's right. You didn't wear your retainer, did you?
On my bottom teeth, yeah, I had a permanent retainer, but on the top, no.
That's why it got crooked?
Yep.
So, actually, they look pretty nice, and you really can't tell, but you have to wear that all day, right?
Yes. Is it okay that I'm drinking wine?
Yes. Yes.
It is? Yes. I don't drink coffee or like red wine or anything, but I had like, I'll drink like green tea or water or like clear wine, but nothing else.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, you have to take them out to chew, right?
Yes. I tried to chew gum the other day and it was awful.
He's a dentist. We got Zoom whitening.
You did? Both
of them? It was, I'm glad, but I didn't see that much of a difference. My teeth were already white. I'm just like obsessed with having white teeth, and I just got a bunch of zingers. I guess it was maybe a shade or two whiter, but I think it would really work for someone who has a lot, like a lot of stains on their teeth, or to make a significant difference.
Right. Well, actually, the zingers are relatively normal, and you can always go a little bit whiter. Even people with white teeth get a little bit whiter. So no, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
White?
Yeah, you look like you're about shade 020.
020, who even knows my shade?
It'll be on, it might be on in the next couple weeks or so.
Cool.
So Matthew, tell me why you decided to have a dental chair at your party.
I'm speechless. Because I have really wonderful white teeth, and I wanted to spread the word of dental hygiene,
okay,
to all my friends and family.
Well, you do have very white teeth.
Thank you. No, honestly, okay, take two. I appreciate good dental work because I had braces early on, and I liked everybody to, I don't know what I'm saying.
Good dental hygiene.
Yes. All right, take three. I brush twice a day and floss, and I want the world to...
You're doing great.
To do great.
What about all the implements, the baby birthing, the big...
That's just us being creative photographers and wanting people to have fun and do some outrageous takes on, yeah.
Where'd you get the dental chair?
Oh, that was a prop that was... Oh, actually, it's from the Bush Mansion.
From where?
The Bush Mansion.
We have a Bush Mansion?
In Marble Cliff.
Really?
Yeah. When they... renovated that for the condos, Marble Cliff condominiums.
Yeah.
That was found, the nuns had taken over, and that was in their possession. And then the people that did the building, they rescued that, they stored it back there, and I found it and brought it back here.
Really, really. Okay, so you're a photographer. What's the name of your business?
I'm Matthew Roherick, photographer. Roherick Productions is the company's name.
Okay, well, I just figured you could say it better than I could.
Roherick.
What's your phone number?
Our phone number?
Yeah, if somebody wanted to reach you.
Our website, roherickproductions.com.
How do you spell Roherick?
R-O-H-A-R-I-K, productionsplural.com.
Okay, that sounds cool. So do you have a party like this once a year or what?
Yes. We had one maybe about 8 months ago, and it was pretty big success, so we said, let's do it again.
Okay, did you have like a farm tractor last time, or did you have
No, last time we had a circus knife throwing set.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah, we try to get more outrageous each time.
Well, that's neat. That's
so we had this dentist chair for, 3 years, and I'm like, well, why don't we just go with this idea, and here we are, and here you are, and it all worked out. And people are enjoying it.
It's more fun than going to the dentist for real, right?
I like my dentist, actually. So
That's good.
Yeah, for me, dentistry is a happy thing.
That's great.
Can you see my teeth?
On the radio? Wait a minute. Hold them up to the mic. Oh, yeah, I can see them.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for inviting us.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great evening.
I will.
Bye-bye.
I hate dentists.
Why?
I just do not like going there.
Does it hurt or what?
It's just not comfortable.
So what have you had done that was uncomfortable?
I had a chip in my tooth. I had to have that ground down.
They didn't build it up, they ground it down?
Yeah. It was too small for them to build it up.
Which tooth is it?
Front tooth.
Show me. Oh, I see. Yeah, that still looks okay.
Yeah, I just had it done earlier this week.
You did? How'd you chip it?
He thought probably just sleep.
While you were sleeping?
Yeah. There was a small chip before, and it just kept getting worse, so.
Was it full contact sleeping?
No. No, it was single sleeping.
Okay. All right. So have you always hated the dentist?
Yes. I've had the same dentist since I was probably 5 years old, and he's always made fun of me.
They make fun of you?
Because I'll just grimace.
Now, what about like laughing gas? You ever use that?
When I got my wisdom teeth pulled, that's it.
Maybe you should ask him for a laughing gas for regular visits.
Maybe.
You can use it for regular visits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you go that next time, like even for cleanings and things.
Okay.
Because I do IV sedation and oral sedation. I have a lady that has me do IV sedation.
Where do you work?
North High Street by Henderson and High.
Okay.
So we have one lady that gets IV sedation for every visit, including her cleanings.
Cool.
Like knocked out with an IV in the arm.
That sounds nice.
So you might want to look into that.
I definitely will.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we are listening to interviews I did at a dental-themed party for the fashion world. Don't forget these podcasts are available at www.dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes by searching under Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Back to the show.
Wait a minute. It turns out you know me?
I don't know you. My friend works for you, though.
Who's that?
Melissa Rashawn.
Oh, she doesn't work for me. She's a patient.
For you. She does. You do her teeth, and I think she testifies to your amazingness.
Testifies at my trial?
To your amazingness.
That's funny.
She's a good promotion for you.
She is?
She's a great woman. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's nice. I think she's going to be here tonight, isn't she?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to her.
She was on the list of people that said they were coming.
That's cool. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing her.
I forgot to ask your name.
My name's Stacy.
Okay, hi Stacy, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I should have asked you at the beginning.
No, it's fine.
So you're a model?
Yes.
What kind of modeling do you do?
Everything.
Like hand and foot? And,
I've done legs, feet, runway, print, freeze modeling.
What's that called? You do it out in the cold?
No. You're pretty much a living mannequin for a store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You pretend you're a mannequin?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you smile while you're doing it?
Nope.
You're not allowed to smile?
Nope. You're a mannequin.
Well, they have teeth, don't they?
No. Mannequins are always kind of angry looking.
So give me your mannequin smile.
No. There's no smile.
Okay, well, show me the mannequin look.
I don't think I can.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We're still at Matthew's party, and I'm going to describe what's going on in this dental chair. We have a guy that's in the dental chair. He's covered by a drape, and it looks like he's about to give birth. So how many weeks pregnant are you?
I'm 9 months.
9 months pregnant?
Yeah, nine months.
So you're just about ready to pop, huh?
It's going to happen right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. She's going to break the amniotic fluid, I think, right?
No. I'm going to give him an epidural, like, right now.
Okay. Okay. You better go around front for the epidural. All right. So he's reclined. He's got four women around him and a guy in the front pulling the baby out, all in a dental chair. And they're going to catch it all on camera. Kind of looks like Charlie's Angels, except they have big dental syringes and things. What's your name?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. So, do you have any funny stories about your teeth?
But my teeth? Yes. When I was little, I used to wrap foil around my teeth because I wanted braces because all my friends had braces.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
All my friends had braces and glasses, and I had glasses, but I didn't have braces. So I wrapped foil around my teeth, so I had braces.
Wow. Now, did you eventually get braces?
No, I never had braces.
So you just didn't need them, huh?
I didn't. My dad was a stickler about brushing your teeth, don't suck your thumb, blah, blah, blah. So I never ended up needing braces.
Do you have any pictures of yourself with the aluminum foil on them?
I don't, but that would be a good picture.
Yeah, that would be a good picture. So what about your friends here?
I don't know. This is Angela, Sabrina, and Dwayne.
Angela, Sabrina, and Dwayne. Yep. Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and I'm interviewing folks for my radio show on Sunday mornings on Sunny 95.
Right.
Can I ask you some questions about your teeth?
Okay.
Okay. So, when you were a kid, did you have any, like, trauma to your teeth? Did you fall down or break a tooth in a funny way?
Actually, I did. I fell down. I was rolling down a hill. I went on a vacation with my grandparents, and we were just playing and rolled down the hill and bit my button on my coat and broke my tooth.
You lost a tooth?
Yeah.
Was it a baby tooth?
No.
A real one?
Yeah.
Did they put it back in?
They fixed it up.
I'll be darned.
Huh?
You were like rolling sideways like a sausage or something, rolling down the hill?
Right.
So when they put it back in, did it hurt?
No, not at all.
Good, so you're not afraid of the dentist?
I'm still scared.
You're still afraid?
Right.
Do you use laughing gas when you have your appointments?
No.
Well, if you're afraid, maybe you should ask for it.
I don't know. I probably don't need it. I'm a little funny.
Okay.
I'm a little humorous.
Have you had your wisdom teeth out?
Two of them.
Were you put to sleep for that?
No.
Oh, you were awake?
I was, and it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun?
No. I just heard the grinding and...
I thought you were going to say it wasn't bad.
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't fun.
Really? Okay. Do you go on a regular basis?
I try to.
Try means I don't.
Pretty much.
So, like, when was your last time? How long ago?
About a year and a half.
Okay. So when we go tomorrow, Monday, you're going to call your dentist up, right?
Yeah. I'll do that.
He's shaking his head no and saying yes.
Yeah. What can I say?
Okay. Well, anyway, don't wait till you have a toothache. You know why?
Why?
Because if you get a toothache, it means you either need an extraction or a root canal.
No, I don't want those.
Yes, yeah, so you should probably go.
Nah.
You're not going to go?
Maybe.
Maybe, okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.